Let's start by getting comfortable. Just take a moment to align the head over the shoulders over the hips. Finding that dignified posture. Just closing the eyes. Going inward. And taking a moment to just notice that quality of heart, mind. What it feels like on the inside. And bringing some attention to the movement of the diaphragm. Just noticing the natural rhythm of your breath. Paying attention to the process of breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out, following the movement of your breath with calm, open attention. Feeling the movement of the breath and letting that movement steady you. Enjoying the calm feeling it brings. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. And then starting to open the attention, bringing a little bit of curiosity into yourself, checking in with yourself, seeing how you're feeling, how you're doing in there. Perhaps even noticing what's bothering you, what's concerning you in this moment. You might sense as you slow down that there's some agitation, some perhaps even anxiety somewhere in there, somewhere in the back of your mind that perhaps you didn't notice before because you were so focused on other things. You might label what you're noticing. Perhaps you're anxious or tense. Maybe you're a little frustrated. Perhaps you're exhausted. See if you can find a word, a phrase, an image that captures what it's like in there. How you're doing in this very moment. Sometimes the first word, phrase, or image doesn't quite capture it. Maybe you'll need a few words, a few phrases, so that you just get it just so. So you'll sense on the inside, yep, that's exactly how I'm doing in there today, or at this moment. Once you've found a label, step back, metaphorically speaking, and let yourself feel the sensations flowing through. Sort of give those feelings space rather than pressing into them, rather than tensing. Rather than turning away or distracting ourselves, just see if you can give those feelings enough space that you can notice how they're affecting your overall being within that mind and body of yours. So rather than focusing on one point, you're attempting to maintain an overall perception. You're letting yourself sense the qualities of the experience of that mood, that emotion, that experience inside there, that sensitivity that we all carry. Every once in a while, it can help to use the breath to steady and soothe your heart. You're attempting to keep your attention steady, stable, spacious, cool, and open. As you keep the aperture of awareness wide rather than focused on tiny things inside, you're just taking note of the movements of the mind and emotions. They're almost like the flows of the tide. They just sort of ripple through these emotions. They build up, they may get a little intense for a while, and then if you keep tracking them with that kind of broad, spacious attention, they start to change or altogether go away, or maybe they melt into something altogether different. So by keeping that wide awareness, you can start to notice, rather than get tangled up in each various emotion, you're noticing the movement of those sensations within the body. Particularly the heart, the throat, the chest, the belly region. Periodically, you might ask yourself, what am I feeling or sensing now? What am I feeling or sensing now? And then letting yourself receive the effect of it. Perhaps I'm feeling jumpy or tight. Maybe I'm feeling heavy. Maybe it's all too much, or perhaps I'm feeling nothing at all. I'm feeling numb. Or maybe I'm even feeling cool and calm. See if you can once again find a label for what you're noticing and then step back and give it space, observing the movements of the feelings or sensations, like tidal flows. All the while remaining spacious and cool. open and receptive. Steady and stable. Sometimes it helps to perk the posture up if you've noticed that you've slumped. You might notice that there's some kind of a tensing happening in the body or throughout the body. Occasionally it helps to just sort of soften the palms and soften them again. And then come back to that cooling, stabilizing breath. You might run into some negative emotions like anxiety, uncertainty, irritation, and want to turn away from what you're feeling. See if you can turn toward these feelings with a quality of gentleness, maybe care, and notice how they are affected by that quality of attention. You're offering a steady and caring center of attention toward these uncomfortable feelings. You might consider approaching whatever you're sensing on the inside with the same care and understanding you would offer to a vulnerable being in need, a child, somebody who's sick, a wounded animal. That same level of gentleness, care, understanding, softness, sensitivity. All the while keeping that open, spacious awareness, so you can notice the movement, the changing nature of these sensations, arising, staying, and eventually passing away. You're not trying to rationalize or hide these feelings. Instead, you're allowing yourself to feel and process them so that your heart can be relieved from the weight of these emotional burdens. Rather than taking the anxieties as a personal fault or flaw, understand them as a natural response to the world, a natural response to being a sensitive human being who feels things. Noticing now whatever's coming up in this moment. Labeling it. And then noticing how it's affecting you. Over and over, just coming back to this pattern. Noticing what's happening now, labeling it. Stepping back and noticing how it's affecting you. Rather than concentrating on just one thing, widen the awareness to include the body as a whole and sensing the whole thing, taking all of it in, the breath, the sensations throughout the body, perhaps the heart, the belly, the throat, maybe the arms, just sensing all of it throughout the body. Rather than getting just locked into maybe the stomach or the chest, the whole thing. If you can be in a kind of a receptive state, sensing the sensations as movements, it can be a kind of a calming and refreshing experience. Because it's helping to remove the stress and tension in the heart. It can be easy to take our anxieties or our upsets or our stresses as personal faults of ours. But they are a natural response to the world. We're sensitive creatures. We can feel everything that's happening around us. So rather than reacting to our anxieties by diverting our attention, or even shaming ourselves, We can relieve the emotional pressure just by giving it our attention, spacious, calm, kind presence. Just like we clean our bodies, our teeth, our homes, we also can clean our hearts. And when we do, it really helps our well-being. We do this just by noticing, breath by breath, moment by moment, spacious, steady attention. Noticing the flows of our feelings in the body. Be patient. Extend kindness. Allow the feelings to unfold without getting identified with them, without pushing them away, without analyzing them, just noticing them, noticing how they're affecting you. So we're getting pretty close to bringing this meditation to a close. You might want to just notice the quality of the heart now. Notice if that thing that was upsetting, frustrating, bothering you at the beginning of the meditation is still bothering, upsetting, frustrating you in the same way. Or perhaps it's shifted in some way or dissolved altogether. Noticing the quality of the heart as you bring this to a close. Noticing perhaps how this work makes that heart just a little bit stronger, clearer, and happier. So as you complete this meditation, opening the eyes at half mast, letting a little bit of light enter, and just carrying a little bit of that strength, clarity, happiness with you as you complete this meditation.